This is the post-match podcast after Liverpool have lost 5-0 to Aston Villa at Villa Park in the League Cup quarter-final. With all the lads, all the young lads who gave a good account of themselves in the end, you've got a very patchwork podcast lineup for this as well, because the staff of the Anfield Rap are dropping like flies, to be quite honest, with various vomit and things. So with a collection of people that you very really hear from after matches, I am Dan Austin, this is Joel Sanderson Murray. I've also got Patrick Newton and Mike Keeney. We were going to have a cameo appearance from Sean Paul, but we've been told to turn the music down on the bus, so you will not be hearing Sean Paul's thoughts on Harvey Elliott and the rest of them, which is really unfortunate. Joel, they got battered, but they did really well.
Can we talk about the playlist on the bus? Or
we'll do that later. The game. Talk about the football for at least a little bit. Before
how long can we get to talk about Harvey Elliott? Because that's the only real takeaway from the game. I mean, to be honest, it's funny, really, isn't it? At the end of the day, we watched Liverpool get beat 5-0 by Aston Villa. To be honest with you, I feel like they gave a very good account themselves, especially from about 4-0 to about 5-0. So from there, we'll take it, to be honest, because they kept the ball very, very well for young lads who, to be honest with you, they look like, you know, in Space Jam where they turn into aliens and they're playing against Looney Tunes.
The mutant fellas.
Yeah, and obviously they're oversized and that.
What you're saying is Aston Villa are mutants.
Aston Villa could well be mutants at this stage. There's a lad who came on who wore 93 in the second half, which I think was James Norris. I'm pretty sure he was 12. I'm not having it, he's any older than 12. But to be honest with you, what can you take from that? I think they got a lot of pride. There's a lot of pride. We can be proud of what they've done tonight. They have tricks and things as well, where they're playing around the 6-yard box and getting out. I'm happy with that. I'm not sure what else you can take from it, to be honest with you.
Mike, I thought he did really well.
It's hard to really judge that game there, because you know, as Joel saying, they're playing against a basically a decent first team of Aston Villa, albeit not the first 11. Still definitely far better than anything that team have ever faced in their careers so far. So it's a hard night for them to get beat 5-0, but I think they'll learn lots of it and lots from it. And the right hand side for me in particular, Harvey Elliott and Hove, and in particular Christy Davis, one of the young lads as well, he had a really good game, I thought, and that's what we can take out of it as fans. You know, you can't be digging into too many players and saying that they might never play, because it's just a false scenario. You know, Van den Berg probably wasn't great tonight, but he's not playing next to Van Dijk, he's not playing with Fabinho in front of him, he's playing with a very inexperienced team, so although he wasn't very good, it feels too harsh to go in too heavy on them.